You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Over the weekend, hundreds of thousands of people across the country took to the streets to protest gun violence in communities and schools. Local March for Our Lives events coincided with a national rally in Washington, D.C. Santa Maria in Santa Barbara County was no exception. About 100 or so students and community members met in front of the Santa Maria High School on Saturday afternoon. As KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, part of the march was aimed at a gun store located directly across the street from the high school.
You probably know the drill by now. Handmade signs, chants, and megaphones.
What is being protested?
I don't think it's really a protest. Okay. I think it's a statement that these kids are going to change the world.
Jacqueline Naraki is a Santa Maria resident.
And what does your sign say?
Kids get it, do we?
But the kids, well, students, did seem like they viewed the march as more of a protest.
All the shootings and stuff that's been going on has just, like, horrified me. It's made me, like, not feel safe even where I am.
Sean Fina attends a junior high school in Orcutt. That's just south of Santa Maria. His sign said, arms are for hugging.
Knowing that all these, like, assault rifles and weapons like these are available to pretty much anyone. So I wanted to protest that and hope that we have no more school shootings in the future.
But located directly across the street from Santa Maria High School is a gun store. You might actually miss it if you aren't paying attention. The windows are dark, the storefront is nondescript. But there on the lawn is a sign for Get Her Gun.
Get Her Gun Santa Maria, this is Luis, I can help you.
Luis Catalan is a Get Her Gun employee.
We knew in advance about the protest, but we didn't really pay too much mind to it.
Get Her Gun closes early in the afternoon on Saturdays, so there wasn't anyone there during the protest. According to Catalan, the gun store has been there for about 2.5 years. So, has anyone ever complained before?
Nope, first time.
But Catalan says he understands why there is suddenly so much attention on the store. First, there's the obvious increased awareness of school shootings. But also, Santa Maria, like so many other schools across the country, has been receiving threats.
After that Parkland shooting, there has been a few posts online about how they're going to shoot up Santa Maria High. And so, I mean, it drew a lot of attention.
Get Her Gun sells pistols, shotguns, rifles, and, according to Catalan, from time to time, automatic rifles. And it isn't breaking the law. There's no zoning or distance rules for gun shops in Santa Maria City Code. That's according to the city's planning department. And Catalan says the gun store follows the rules.
I mean, I really don't see a problem with it. I mean, we don't have any underage kids coming in to handle guns. You know, we do check IDs just to make sure obviously someone looks younger. We really haven't had a problem, or I don't really have an opinion on it.
But the Get Her Gun location does make some students feel uncomfortable. Navy Blue Sims goes to high school down the road at Pioneer Valley.
And I sort of think it's really counterintuitive to have a gun store across from a high school. Actually, I was in the car and I heard them, an advertisement for Get Her Gun gun store on my way to this protest, so I thought that was sort of disgusting.
The students marched up and down the streets in front of the gun store and the school. Cars honked in support. You could see a look of pride on the students' faces that their voices were being heard. Ann Sims' younger brothers marching right next to her basically summed up the march's general mood.
It feels good. It feels good but sad.
Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.